This is the Wisconsin Family Minute. Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty released a new report that found that since the enactment of Wisconsin's voter ID requirements 10 years ago, overall voter turnout in the state increased. The analysis also found no evidence of disenfranchisement among minority groups or in Dane and Milwaukee counties, countering claims of negative effects on voter participation. The study showed that higher poverty rates and lower education levels were associated with lower voter participation, independent of voter ID requirements. Jolaine Appling.
Polls have found that 70-80% of Wisconsinites believe people should provide photo ID when voting. In this current spring election, with early in-person voting beginning today, Wisconsin voters will vote on whether to enshrine this requirement in our state constitution. For the wording of the referendum, check your sample ballot at myvote.wi.gov.
There's more online at wifamilycouncil.org. The Wisconsin Family Council, strengthening and preserving marriage, family, life, and liberty.